Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, high atop the Worldwide Talk 1370 KJCE headquarters over in West Austin. And boy, howdy, what a week. Take the advice there of the old REO Speedwagon tune coming in here, and having to roll with the changes is an understatement. We got Casey Johns behind the glass producing the show today. We're trying to keep up and have a White House press conference going on right now with the president's task force of cabinet secretaries and a couple outside corporate heads, and everybody's trying to get our head around this whole coronavirus. I guess I'll just say it's a pandemic, because that's the word that's been officially used and sanctioned by high government sources as opposed to crisis. But doggone it, we'll get into some of that stuff and trying, as we always do, give you a little sanity reason and maybe even a kernel of truth here and there. As we like to say, you're either an insider or you're not. So we try and provide you a little 30,000-foot view maybe of what's happened the past week, what's coming up in the future couple weeks. We got some political primaries are continuing this week, except for the state of Louisiana. There's one state yesterday that canceled its primary that's around the corner. But we got a two-man debate with Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden that I'm going to talk about coming up tomorrow night ahead of the Tuesday primaries. And basically, we're going to be in a position of having to do our civic best and do our civic responsibility to help manage what is something that's never been seen and hopefully rarely will be in the future. But be sure and check us out, folks, at TexasInsider.org. We post about half dozen to a dozen articles every day to keep you on the inside of Texas and national politics, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. We got about 45,000 followers on Facebook and Twitter just at Texas Insider. And like I said, you're either an insider or you're not. We're going to keep soldiering through all this stuff. And that was the first thing that, speaking of soldiering through, that came to my mind was back about Tuesday, I think it was, or Wednesday. This thing has just escalated so stinking quick. I mean, in the span of 18 hours or 36 hours, when the Houston Rodeo on Tuesday or Wednesday announced that they were shutting things down, I thought, oh my gosh, if the Cowboys and the Cowgirls of Houston and of Texas are not going to be looking danger in the face and looking fear and in the eye and walking through it, who in the world in this country is going to be doing it? And now here a couple days later, it seems like virtually everybody has. I was looking at the paper this morning, the UIL, University Interscholastic League, is the entity that runs all of the high school. Casey, he'll be up on this as fan stand ATX here is fresh off a season of football and some basketball stuff. The UIL suspending all sanctioned events through at least March 29th, which I guess isn't that far away, but that's a big, big, big deal. It's one thing for, at least Casey's saying, that's a big deal for the Masters Golf Tournament to cancel, for the March Madness to be canceled. They weren't going to have any fans, and they weren't going to have any madness, so they decided to go ahead and pull that off. And we're going to talk about, I was almost going to have Congressman Michael McCaul on the show again today, but he had to be in Washington voting on a relief bill last night that we'll talk about and maybe get him on next weekend, along with my friend Steve Moore, who's an advisor to President Trump economically. But if all these major events are shutting down and the Dell Invitational or the Dell Golf Tournament, Dell Match Play, thank you, Casey, coming up. This is just something else, folks. And like I'm just verbally, I guess, trying to enunciate, it was one thing for us to be Texans and try and man up, so to speak, and look fear in the eye and try and get through this thing. But now you look at some of the degree and the uncertainty, and it has certainly been a change in my heart and my mind to try and mitigate this thing, because what we're glaring at today and looking at today is something that's frankly pretty scary, and yet we have the opportunity. That's the good thing in all this, as most things in life, you have the opportunity to rise to the occasion. And frankly, that's what I thought initially last week about Donald Trump. He's often accused of sticking his foot in his mouth and being an obnoxious New Yorker, which I give him a little latitude to do, because that's what obnoxious New Yorkers do, frankly. But here in this
what
state,
I say is what I say.
Exactly. There you go. We got to remember, obnoxious New Yorkers are obnoxious New Yorkers, folks. He doesn't get enough slack for that. A lot of people would say that Texans are obnoxious sometimes for being so braggadocious as we are. And as we like to say, if it's fact, it ain't bragging, but that can rub some people the wrong way. But here we are. We have got the opportunity to really try and nip this thing in the bud, because it's all about containing the spread. And here, even this morning, I saw yesterday that UT Chancellor Fenves' wife has got it. He may be the next one to announce he's got it. Casey mentioned to me that there's three people in Austin that have confirmed cases. Some of them are from out of town. The UT president obviously is not. But then there's other cases around the state of Texas. Yours truly, I've been impacted. Imagine all the people across this state, across this country, that were going to Disney World and to Disneyland on spring break. This is going to have huge economic impacts that I don't think have been talked about enough. We've been so emotionally caught up and emotionally focused on the health impacts and the health aspects, which is true. But this is going to be a lockdown for at least 2 weeks, if not 2 months. It's going to have economic impacts. It's being used. I'm going to talk about this. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders both came out and sent fundraising emails. I mean, virtually within minutes of President Trump having some announcements on Thursday. And it's just beyond the pale to think about doing that. But we've got to take a break here after the first quarter of the Texas Insider Show. We got all kinds of things to talk about. There is politics in the middle of this, not politics, although there is in the nuance of how this coronavirus is handled, but there's political activities going on with the presidential election here at the state level, with Governor Abbott doing some things. We got plenty to talk about on this week's edition of the Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, Casey, good job there, little Eddie Money, Ticket to Paradise. I tell you, thanks for joining us this week on the Texas Insider Show. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, high atop the Talk 1370 KJCE Worldwide Headquarters. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we're talking about, we're thinking about, we're being asked to act differently about the coronavirus. We got it on the television. Casey's even just whispering in my ear during the commercial break that there's some local announcements, and it's getting closer to home, folks. We're Texas Insiders. Casey, what'd you just find out here momentarily that's now up on the Talk 1370 KJCE website?
Yeah, a couple of breaking stories we're following right now. HEB just announcing in the last hour they are going to close all of their stores tonight at 8. That's across the state.
Oh my God.
They had instituted some reduced hours in the Houston area, which, of course, has seen several presumptive cases for much of the week. Jim, as you mentioned earlier, the canceling of the Houston rodeo earlier this week. But now that's going to be statewide. Stores are going to close tonight at 8. They're going to use the overnight hours to restock the shelves.
Okay.
And then the stores are going to operate from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. until further notice. They're also closing their in-store restaurants. Those employees are going to get redirected to the front lines to help restock shelves, serve customers, all that stuff. So HEB putting on a full court press. We've seen the video on the news of the show of the shelves just being bare.
Yep.
And of course, HEB, Governor Abbott, both in his press conference yesterday afternoon, there really is no reason to panic. There's no reason to hoard supplies or anything like that. HEB says they have plenty of product. It's just the logistical matter of getting it on the shelves and getting it there for people to buy. They've also instituted a whole laundry list of limits on what people are going to be able to buy, trying to reduce some of that unnecessary hoarding that's going on. Absolutely. You don't need 40 rolls of toilet paper, people.
Exactly.
Come on.
And then you said you saw something about Hayes County or some other locales.
And, yeah, this is Justin. Haven't even gotten it up on the website yet. Hayes County has its first presumptive positive case of COVID-19. Just reading the press release here, it appears to be a person who has traveled to the West Coast. So it's not a case of community spread. That's the good news.
Okay.
Just like with the cases here in Travis County, all three of them so far are not cases of community spread. So a good bit of good news there. Obviously, as the health experts have been saying, it's only a matter of time until we get a case of community spread. And that's the main reason to practice all these techniques that they're talking about. Social distancing. Don't go out if you need to. practice good hygiene, cough into your elbow, so on and so forth. So those are the two latest details. Of course, all our coverage online at talk1370.com.
Okay, thanks. Casey Johns here giving us the latest update on some of the local. Golly, I'm telling you, folks, again, as I've said for years on the show, I'm kind of the person type with an outlook that comes at things being an optimist. This is an opportunity for Americans to rally together, to shine, to actually maybe get over some of the negative scatological horse hockey that we're so desperate to get a break from of the nation's politics, although it's a dangerous communicable disease that is yet to be determined exactly the seriousness of it, the degree. Is it like a typical flu, more like a typical cold, or is it going to be something a little bit stronger like we've seen in the past with the SARS virus and some of those things here in the last 10 years? But as Casey was saying, as long as, and this is the problem, we were laughing before going on the air, truth be known, a lot of us and a lot of Americans, we probably need a little upgrade on our personal hygiene practices, right? We're not always the most health conscious. We're not the most hygiene conscious people. And in an environment like this, you just got to be washing your hands. If I saw one person, I saw 20 people, Congressman Michael McCaul, our local congressman who was on the air last weekend with us, got to thank him for that again, had a video that explained and showed we heard it yesterday in the president's press conference in the Rose Garden, if you just wash your hands with soap, 20 seconds, rinse them, that is the most serious thing, because the way this thing travels, there's been a lot of focus on everybody getting it in the communities, but here's some basic facts and why you're an insider. So far to date, I think the number that I saw is that there's been about 1,600 cases in the United States. Now, remember, we're a nation of 330 million people, folks, and there's been 1,600 cases. So as Michael McCaul said last week, and I'll say right now, be sure and keep this in perspective, as Casey said a second ago, there's no reason to panic. There's no necessary reasons to overindulge on your purchases at the grocery store, because we can control this thing. Out of 330 million Americans, there's about 1,600 cases across the nation. There's even some states that haven't had a confirmed case. New Mexico is one of them. I don't think Arkansas and Louisiana and Mississippi and some of the Wyoming and Montana states. But out of those 1,600 cases, there's only been, and this number may have changed in the last hour, but only been 41 deaths. As I said last week, there were 3,500 deaths approximately, and I'm quoting some congressional sources that I've seen this, there's approximately 3,500 deaths per year of 37,000. I got to get my numbers straight here, but the point is that as long as we contain it and as long as you nip it in the bud before it goes and hits the tipping point where it does go from a pandemic to an epidemic, that's where we are right now. And that's why it is going to be crucial that, I guess, we don't go to restaurants. As I mentioned last week, my daughter's just moved up to New York City, is working at a restaurant called Dallas Barbecue on Times Square. They are, last night, seen 25% of the traffic in the middle of spring break. Just as I was saying before the break, just think of all the Texas students who were planning on going to Disneyland and Disney World, all the spring breakers who were going to go and over and vibe on the coast. Just think of all the economic activity. As I interviewed my friend Mark Flaster, who was a survivor of 9/11 and had an office on the top floor of the World Trade Centers, happened to be out at a back doctor the day of 9/11. He lost 98 of 106 employees that day. He was in, going to have an interview with him posted on Monday on the Texas Insider site, and we talk about the economics. He said that the thing Washington or New York City is experiencing right now is face masks everywhere, people shutting down, but yet all we have to do at this point is contain the virus and not allow things to spread, and it'll be something that everyone sees. You know, once you probably heard Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson got the positive confirmation back that they have the disease while filming over in Australia. Once somebody like Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson come through this thing in a week or 10 days and have shown that they're quote unquote cured, that they can survive, then that it'll take something like that, a celebrity, or President Trump said this morning he's been tested. Once we start having success rates and cures, not cures, but people coming through like you do the flu and you get over it in 5 days, then I think the nation will start getting back to a little normalcy. But it's highly contagious. It's not as fatal as previous epidemics. It's not a time to politicize it, obviously. And yet here we had, saw Karl Rove, our local neighbor here in Austin, on Fox News the other day from the studios down across the street from the Capitol. He received an email from Joe Biden saying that this was another example of how this administration, it says the final page has a donate to Joe Biden button on it. He's raising money off it. This is exactly what it says at the end. This is a Joe Biden fundraising email on Wednesday night. This is not a time to be complacent. If you are ready to fight for the soul of the nation, you can click the button below and donate to elect Joe Biden. I'm telling you, folks, that is the politics of it, that I don't think Joe Biden's done himself any favors. But if you go to the top of the Texas Insider page right now, you'll see Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC as she's known. That's our lead article right now. They're using this crisis to push for their Medicare for all, as if, and that's the interesting thing I mentioned last week. Here was, as we were on the air last weekend, the governor of New York, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, blaming the federal government and Donald Trump for not having the government respond quick enough. Folks, that's what governments do. They don't respond fast enough. That's what the private sector does. That's why the private sector's coming up with the vaccines and the possible cures and the treatments. And the private sector yesterday was represented at Donald Trump's press conference. He had the chairman of Target, or Target, as people at UT probably like to call it. He had the chairman and president of Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, some of these drug companies. And here was Andrew Cuomo, and here's Bernie Sanders saying, this is an example of how government hasn't responded fast enough. But wait, yet on the campaign trail, we want to open up more government takeover of the healthcare industry and our Medicare for all. And we're going to use politics to have Joe Biden say he wants to raise money off of this thing. It's just crass. Or it's an opportunity, and we've got to seize the moment and have a little perspective. And remember, again, 330 million Americans, there's been about 1,600 cases so far in the United States, and we got to take a break for the news here at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jim Cardle. We appreciate you joining us. We'll be right back after the news to talk a little bit more about politics, maybe, on the Texas Insider Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, good job there, Casey Johns. A little Boston coming into the second half of this week's Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock high atop the Worldwide Talk 1370 Right Choice headquarters over in West Austin. And don't look back. We got to be thinking about the future and thinking about how to nip this coronavirus in the bud. And we got a chance to do it. And certainly the administration and the governor and your local officials are all responding to it. The private sector across the nation is canceling things, adjusting their schedules. As Casey mentioned, be sure and check out talk1370radio.com, where you're going to be getting the latest and the breaking updates on the news. As Casey mentioned, HEBs just announced they're going to be adjusting their schedules. So for those of us who are weekend shoppers or maybe late night shoppers, just know that HEB's got a new plan to adjust their hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., it sounds like, and then that'll give them the overnight time to restock and take care of our consumer needs on their inventory control, and that's probably not a bad thing. But as I was saying there before, and I got a little distracted, I want to circle back around to it before getting into some of the politics. But if you just wash your hands, and the way the virus spreads, we don't, as far as I've seen, know how long. If somebody's got the virus and they cough and they spew it into the air and it can land on something or it lands on your skin, as with most viruses, they don't get in through your skin. That's part of our body's natural defense system. But if they land on your fingers or you pick it up when you shake somebody's hand and then you touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, it's got to get in through one of the mucous membranes. So that's why people are saying wash your hands, because if you get it off your hands, then even if you do touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, there's nothing on your hands to get in. Again, Casey's whispering in my ears, it can last for up to 3 days and live to 3 days on a surface or get in on your skin. But if you wash your hands, and there's been, you know, kind of snide comments, or at least they've been pointing it out on some of the news shows that I've seen, where these national or local officials are talking about how it spreads and how we need to restrict our actual contact with others, and yet they're shaking hands in between each of them speaking, or even they're adjusting the microphone. Casey, I assume you've insecticided the studio here before I walked into the meat. There you go. Stepped into the meat locker, but that's the way that it gets communicated. That's the thing that we've got to kind of be careful of, that doctors are saying, wash your hands and do not touch your eyes, your nose, or your mouth if possible. Because if it gets in through your mucous membranes, that's the way it gets into your body. So take a deep breath. Just try and act like some adults. It does give us an opportunity to get away from some of the politics, although there's been some people who are trying to politicize the administration's response to it or non-response. Again, my take on that is that it's just an example of governments. I've said before, governments move slow, and that's a good thing. That's what our founding fathers set up the three separate branches of government, the White House, the congressional, and the judiciary, because they want things to move slow. But yet here, this is the battle that's going on right now. Made me rethink, with the seriousness of the health crisis, what's really going on politically in society right now. It's not us versus them necessarily, even, or that's my perspective, even though some people are saying it's us versus them, it's Democrats versus Republicans, it's socialists versus, you know, economic capitalists in America. It's really just a battle of ideas, and whether we want the government of the United States to have certain functions or leave them in the private sector. Bernie Sanders is out there at the top of the Texas Insider page saying that this is an example of how we need to move to Medicare for all. Joe Biden's raising money off the coronavirus and emails, which is just beyond the pale, I think, according to everybody that I've seen. And yet, what we can do here is have an opportunity to rally together, to work together, to become united as a nation. I saw another article. Here's an article at the top of the Texas Insider page, texasinsider.org. There was a Rasmussen poll the other day that said 72% of likely voters are confident that the U.S. health system can handle the coronavirus. They weren't saying that 72% weren't saying that they're confident the government can solve and handle the coronavirus. They're saying that the American healthcare system, that's the private sector, can handle things. And here in the middle of all this, I said I'm going to talk about some politics because I want to be sure and have you all watch tomorrow's man to man, and man is the operative word there, because here we are after the Democrats' nominating process coming down to 77-year-old Joe Biden and 78-year-old Bernie Sanders are going to be debating. They were supposed to be debating in Phoenix, Arizona tomorrow night because there's a primary coming up in Arizona on Tuesday. The Democrat National Committee decided to move it from Phoenix to back to Washington, D.C. It's going to help logistically, is the reason they're doing that, with some of the, you know, the support teams of the candidates, the support team of the Democrat National Committee. And if you go to the top article there, where Bernie Sanders and AOC are using the coronavirus to push for Medicare for all, down at the bottom, I'm talking about this. What is this? In light of concerns about coronavirus, and in out of abundance of caution to our staff, volunteers, and supporters, the Sanders campaign has asked all staff to work from home, and we will no longer hold large events, go door-to-door canvassing, and instead are moving to digital formats and outreach wherever possible, said Sanders campaign spokesman. Here's what the Democrat National Committee said. Out of an abundance of caution and in order to reduce cross-country travel, all parties involved with Sunday night's debate have decided that the best path forward is to hold Sunday night's debate at CNN's studio in Washington, D.C. with no live audience, said the DNC's. So here we've got the first man-on-man, one-on-one Bernie and Biden debate. It's a two-hour debate. Frankly, a lot of folks I've been talking to are fascinated by this because they're worried about Joe Biden's, as are a lot of Democrats. Biden stuck his foot in his mouth again a couple times this week. That's the concern. That's why Michael Bloomberg got into it. Remember, Bloomberg 3 months ago said that he had watched the November debate, and he looked at the candidates and said, Donald Trump's going to eat these guys alive and spit them out. So that's why he got in. He's since been forced to leave the race after spending over $550 million. Just imagine if $550 million that Michael Bloomberg, the ninth richest man in the world, could have accomplished if he had spent or would donate and contribute that to fighting the coronavirus right now. But here you've got these two guys going at it, and we're going to see. Can Joe Biden said last week he wanted to have it be a sit-down debate. Not a bad idea, but then you get to thinking about it. Okay, these guys are a little bit older. They're supposed to have stamina. They're supposed to, and believe me, you have not experienced anything until you've been through an election cycle, folks. Some people listening here in the state's capital will have been through that and understand it. It is no fun. It is exhilarating and hard and exhausting work. You're doing something that you believe in, but it is a marathon and it is brutal, both physically and emotionally. So you think sitting down might be a good idea, but they've got to address, they can't do that because everybody's going to question if that's an indication of their physical stamina. Here we're going to have a two-hour debate tomorrow night on CNN and Univision. If anybody's watching it, there's some of these debates have been highly watched. Others have been marginally watched. And then on Tuesday, we've got primaries in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Those are some pretty significant states, a good cross section of the nation, one out west in Arizona, one in the United States, up in the Midwest with Illinois, and then over in Florida. Arizona and Florida obviously are going to be a test of Bernie Sanders' so far, strength with the Hispanic community. Illinois, on the other hand, will be an opportunity for Joe Biden to show his engagement with the African-American community. There's large numbers of delegates involved in that. And another thing that happened this week that was real interesting that got covered up by the coronavirus, but as you're a Texas insider, you're going to hear about it here, and we're going to talk about it because Bernie Sanders held a press conference on Wednesday, and a lot of Democrats, you know, they announced we're going to have a press conference, and a lot of Democrat insiders were thinking, oh, good, Bernie's going to announce that he's getting out. Oh, no, come to find out, Bernie's took that opportunity of a press conference to double down and say he's in it for the duration. And frankly, I think if I'm Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden right now, both of these guys, they've gotten exactly the race that both of them want. They were kind of the front runners and the guys with the biggest following moving in or moving at the beginning of the debate. Now here they are 4 months later coming out the other end, the only two standing, and Biden's trying to consolidate his following amongst the establishment and the elite Democrats. That's certainly been happening in massive fashion. And Bernie, on the other hand, is trying to show that his youth and Hispanic and mojo Bernie bros out there have momentum on their back. So both of these campaigns are probably looking at this. And Bernie Sanders said this week that this is the exact election that we want. I'm not dropping out. You can, and here's what he said, quote unquote, Bernie Sanders, you cannot beat Trump with the same kind of old politics. And what he's referring to there is that Joe Biden is a career politician. He's been in Congress his entire adult life. He's been in the Obama administration, which everybody's trying to pussyfoot around and handle gently because you want those Obama supporters behind you, but yet you don't want to tar yourself with the liabilities as if there could be any. So right now, Biden's facing the most immediate challenge. That's the point of all this, and then we're going to take a commercial break. But here Joe Biden's been consolidating and had momentum, and all of a sudden, bam, they've run into a brick wall with this coronavirus. This is a key time right now in the middle of the primary process where Democrats are supposed to be out there solidifying their support, raising money in mass to get all the way to November and take on Donald Trump. They're supposed to be gathering names, getting phone numbers, turning people out to go block walking this summer, and all of a sudden, they're not going to be able to do that. In the meantime, Donald Trump's held dozens of massive rallies. He's got a database beyond no compare, not even close to what the Democrats have right now. This is a big impact for the political race, the presidential political race, at a crucial time that nobody's thinking about right now, but the Democrats are stuck dead in the water, having virtual campaigns, as I just mentioned, having virtual debates almost, and it's going to have an impact probably to the benefit of Donald Trump is the bottom line. And we'll talk more about some of the impacts of the coronavirus and its seriousness and how political forces are playing in and out of this all right here on the Texas Insider Show. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us. Hold on for this commercial break.
Every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speak grunt, no strength, the ladder starts to clatter with fear, bite down, high fire and a fire represents.
KC, how in the world do I break through that? You've got us rocking and rolling, going something about a hurricane and the government doing things. And Casey John's bringing us back into the final quarter of this week's Texas Insider Show. I'm Jim Cardle. Appreciate you joining us. We're here every Saturday afternoon from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock high atop the Talk 1370 Right Choice Worldwide Headquarters, as I always like to say. Be sure and check us out at texasinsider.org. We got a bunch of articles up there on the coronavirus and how 72% of likely American voters are confident that the U.S. healthcare system, not the government, the U.S. healthcare system can handle the coronavirus, and some quotes in there about the percentages of people who believe it, both in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. We got another article up there about Bernie Sanders and some other Democrats using the coronavirus pandemic as a way to push for Medicare for all. Go to Texas Insider on Facebook and Twitter, just Texas Insider. You be sure and keep up on the inside information of Texas national politics when you want, how you want, where you want. And like we always are common or used to saying, you're either an insider or you're not. But I got about 8 minutes left. I want to keep going here on some of the numbers, just to keep things in perspective. That's what we do here. We try and provide a little sanity, reason, and maybe even a little kernel of truth every now and then. As I was saying before the break, the political impacts are that the Democrats right now, Joe Biden had seen a huge surge. Bernie Sanders had of February, way beyond everybody's belief, where he looked like he was going to run away with the nomination. We were all talking about Joe Biden not having a prayer, nobody being able to catch Bernie Sanders in February. Sure enough, Joe Biden rallies through South Carolina in Super Tuesday, and he's got momentum growing and growing fast. And then wham, they run into a wall, a brick wall with this coronavirus, and the campaigns are going to be suffering, frankly. It's going to have a huge impact depending on how long all the economic things are shut down, all the schools are shut down, all the major events are shut down, whether it's the Masters or the March Madness or the NBA or the National Hockey League. Some of you have probably seen all these colleges that have extended their summer or their spring breaks. It's virtually colleges across the nation. And it's going to have an economic impact, which will impact the way people are thinking when they go into the voting booth. We've always said that that's the main thing that impacts the presidential elections, is how folks are feeling economically. Now we're going to have not an international crisis on our hands of a war or something, but a domestic crisis. And frankly, my humble little opinion, I'm not trying to be a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or a liberal. I just think you look at somebody like an obnoxious New Yorker like Donald Trump is. He is a businessman, and businessmen handle things. They get things done. They rally, and they use opportunities like this as a chance to shine, and that's what I'm thinking. Although he's going to be criticized at his every move, I think most Americans are going to see some positiveness out of being able to handle a crisis like this. So who knows if that's where we'll be a month from now. But in the meantime, these Democrat campaigns are having to not go out and do their rallies. They're not able to collect names to turn out to vote. They're not able to send their door knockers out there to determine who's their friends and who's their foes. They're not going to be able to hold fundraisers. They're not going to be able to raise money. All these things are set back politically. Whether or not they should be is another factor, because we got to address the crisis. But that's just the reality of the campaign. So Joe Biden's probably got to be frustrated and saying, I can't believe this is impacting us. But to just give you some numbers again, we got to remember, folks, that there were 32 million there so far this year. I heard a couple politicians say this week on various news and radio shows, there's been 32 million cases of the flu already this year. 32 million cases of the flu in America. And again, there's 330 million Americans. Of those 32 million cases of the flu in America, there's been 20,000 deaths of the flu. 20,000 deaths of the flu. What have we got with the coronavirus so far? It's in about 37 states. There's been about 1,600 cases of the coronavirus. That's all. That's a significant number, but it's not the 20 1,000 deaths or the 32 million cases of the flu. There's been 1,600 cases of coronavirus so far. A little over 41 people have died. And that's a significant thing to think about, but we've got the opportunity to be coughing into our sleeves, washing our hands. Again, the way it spreads is you touch something, a doorknob, somebody else's hand, it gets on your skin, on your hands, and then your hands touch your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. If it gets in your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, mucous membranes, that's how this disease, you're infected by it. Of the coronavirus worldwide, I saw Johns Hopkins University put out some numbers this week. So far around the globe, there have been 125,000 cases around the globe of the coronavirus, and 4,500 people have died so far. And that's where we are right now, folks. If this nation can rally together, shut down for 2 or 3 weeks, and nip this thing in the bud where it stops from spreading, we could come out of this on the other side just fine and get back to our normal lives and be happy that we've rallied to do something like that. In the state of Washington is where most of these 41 deaths that have happened, I think I heard 30 of them were in the Seattle area because they've been exposed. So it's not like it's spreading around the country. And Donald Trump, we got to remember, in January 31st, here we are in the middle of March, but on January 31st, that's well over 6 weeks ago, the Trump administration made an excellent decision. That's when they first took steps to stop the spread of coronavirus, and it forbade foreign nationals from entering the United States if they had recently traveled to China. Well, there's some concrete evidence. If you go to the top of the Insider, Texas Insider page right now, texasinsider.org, one of the articles I've got up there is talking about this, and we've got a cartoon that's the head of the article, and it's Donald Trump holding up a newspaper where it says, Trump's criticized for closing the borders. And then he turns to a donkey who's got a sign with open borders now. That's the dynamic. Donald Trump did close the borders. He got criticized for it, for being xenophobic, homophobic, misogynistic, and all the other things that he's usually attacked for. But he took steps to do something, and that's what we need to do. Travel restrictions, where you go, who you touch, things have been done, and Donald Trump should get credit for that. Not that this is about blaming anything, but it's our inability so far to respond, the government's inability to respond. Governments don't respond. It's the private sector. And Donald Trump did a good thing this week when he had the chairman and the presidents of Target there with him in the press conference at the Rose Garden yesterday. Target, Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, some of the drug manufacturing companies. He is building a major effort across the nation to get some things done and to help bring vaccines. One of the other articles at the top of the Texas Insider page is our local Congressman Michael McCall pointing out that they're doing testing right now on an antiviral potential vaccine of 1,000 patients over in China, potentially coming up with something, and we'll know in the next month or so. This is going to impact some things because Joe Biden has pledged that he is going to release his medical records, as has Bernie Sanders. So it's going to impact political things. I always try and put something positive on this show, and there was an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day that said Austin and Nashville are the best cities to find work. So we've got continued things to be thankful for here in Texas. Louisiana became the first state the other day to postpone its primary. It was supposed to be on April 4th. They've moved it now to June. But be sure and watch the Democrat debate tomorrow night on CNN of Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders going man-to-man. And be sure and join us next weekend right here on Talk 1370 from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Be careful. Wash your hands. Don't touch your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. And Talk 1370 will have us right back on here next Saturday. Have a great week, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.